Hello everyone and welcome to Raw Talks podcast with me Sarah together with Simba and Mark from Living with the Spirit, and we are here to offer you raw and real conversations about physical, emotional and spiritual transformation. We are specialized in regulating the nervous system, somatic work, energetics, shadow work and deep and unique body work. Our purpose here today is to share our journey and our teachings with conscious leaders just like you and to unlock anything that is holding you back from living a life of freedom and purpose. We are truly grateful and honored to have you with us, and let's explore. Yay! Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to this Feminine Leadership and Manifestation with me and my dear friend Monica. We met in a high-level mastermind with Elena Ray. So let's allow people to arrive. But this is my first live here on LinkedIn. I will do a bunch of them with a bunch of different people. And I've been away from this platform for a long time, and now I'm back after like 6, 7, 8 years or what it is. I left my home country, I left the corporate world, I started a business here in Thailand, and now that's up and running, and now I can focus on launching myself and my own voice and my own brand. So you will be seeing a lot more of this here, so stay tuned. But today we're talking about feminine leadership and manifestation. So I'm specializing in manifestation entrepreneurship, which has the core of feminine leadership. And today we're going to discuss this. So welcome, Monica.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm so excited to be here and doing this with you. I know we've been talking about doing a collab for a while, so I'm so glad that this finally came, and it just came together so organically, which in some ways, you know, I feel it ties into our theme perfectly in terms of the whole, like, not forcing, pushing. So I think when we originally, it was almost like a year ago, we were like, we should do something or do a live or something, right?
Yeah.
So
now it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but you talk a lot about feminine leadership with your brand and your voice, and because I feel I always felt like, ooh, Monica is so feminine. It's aww, like Monica is so soft and nice. I want to be like her. I always, yeah, because I had a massive masculine shield. I mean, if people are watching that knew me from my previous timeline, they know that I was always wearing black. I was, you know, having my tattoos, and I was being tough all the time, and, you know,
yeah,
things are changing.
Yeah. Well, the rebalancing, right? So, yeah, in terms of, like, introducing myself a little bit. So I'm an intuitive channel mindset mentor, and I've been I worked in the public sector for many years. And in the education field, I mean, I feel grateful that in terms of feminine qualities, the education field is probably one that is a little more open to, you know, because there's so much about in terms of like how we learn and whatnot. Emotional intelligence is a big piece of that. However, even like as I started to you know, get promoted or gain more responsibilities within the sector, you know, I did realize it started to become very traditional, just like in a corporate environment, like any environment that we know, really. You know, it was more having to rely on basically my masculine qualities to lead, you know, which was not really in true service to, I felt, who I was as a person, and for my, you know, physical well-being, my mental health well-being, and my soul well-being, you know. And so, and this resulted actually in all, you know, imbalances in all of these areas, really, you know. So even though I was like, you know, performing at a, like a high level, and I was, you know, mentoring hundreds of youth, and I'm starting to mentor other educators and whatnot, and was creating different in my case, I was started to work in the area of conflict resolution creating restorative justice programs and things like that in the schools and the programs that I worked in. I was still like feeling really depleted and burnt out, and and I was starting to have a host of physical issues, which I know you can relate to as well.
Yeah. I mean, for me, that was one of the biggest things that happened. For me, when I look at the corporate structure, it's very masculine. Mm-hmm. So once you start to look and really deep dive into the feminine and the masculine energies and how they are represented in society, you can see clearly that most of society, and especially the corporate industry, the corporate world, is just highly masculine. It's like high performance. It's like the masculine is you're supposed to show up every day at the same time with the same energy levels, with the same motivation, with the same productivity. Like nothing is supposed to go on. There can be no fluctuations. And, you know, with the feminine, that's just not. But I didn't know that. I thought that there was something wrong with me. You know, I thought that there was my fault that I didn't show up on, you know, I just forced myself with, you know, more exercise in the morning, more coffee, more, you know, just high pressure, more running around. The more things I got done, the more I felt like I was closer to what I was supposed to do or what was right, or, you know, that more is better. Mm-hmm. But with the feminine, that's just, I mean, I completely collapsed. I just, yeah, I had a very deep burnout. So mm-hmm. the way that I run my business now, I mean, it's just 180 from yeah, it's very interesting. So what did you experience?
I think for me, the breaking point was I had been wanting to start a family for a long time. And in my case, you know, was experiencing some fertility issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 1 year turned into 4 years. And, you know, I tried everything, you know, both in terms of the Western medicine and also, and, you know, alternative holistic therapies as well too. And like nothing had worked. And so, but again, I feel like that all came from like this, you know, approaching it with a bit of like this masculine attitude, like just because it's so ingrained in us, you know, this is an imbalance that I believe is in the world. And I mean, and this touches a little bit upon the intuitive like channel piece that I have, because, you know, that is something that, you know, I inherited in terms of through my family line. And again, a part that I always kept so separate from my public life, right? Because it just felt like it wouldn't gel. And so I always felt too, there was also this aspect of feeling like I was living two lives in a way, like there's two parts of me. It was like, there was like the public face of Monica Rosas and, educator, facilitator, mentor, that kind of thing. And then there was this other side, which was like, you know, deeply spiritual, and still not in like, and this is the thing, a lot of people like be like, oh, woo-woo or whatever. No, like there's so much discipline and rigor to my spiritual practice and the teachings that were taught to me from my elders and from my ancestral lineage and all that, right? Yeah. But anyway, so feeling all those things with this fertility issue, but I was still approaching it still very much from a masculine attitude in terms of like, yeah, what are all the things I need to do so that I can get this X result kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so it didn't happen. It was, you know, and things got worse. And actually, you know, right before, like before it did happen, which I'm so grateful that it did, you know, I actually kind of hit rock bottom where, you know, I got the worst results where they were saying, actually, you know, your egg quality is like, I don't know, I think it was something like at 1% or something like
oh,
that.
Wow.
You know? Extremely low, all this stuff, like, and, you know, getting that news and being like, where do I go from here? You know, and then realizing I'm like, first and foremost, it was like, it was work. Like I need to take a break from work, you know, and then through this period I hadn't, you know? So part of it was just that, was just like giving myself that space, giving myself that time, approaching things without, and not the, quote unquote, the rational mind. And then just like the little baby steps of trusting my intuition, trusting the people around me. And I guess these are things we'll talk a little bit more in terms of how we can help others, you know, start that process. Yeah. And then from there, it's just been an unfolding. So now my son, my beautiful gift from like miracle baby, because I was like 44 by the time it all happened, is now 4.5 years old. So this is like a 5 year, you know, a little more than a 5 year process that this has all been happening, you know, 5, 6 years. So, yeah.
Wow, that's so fantastic. Yeah. So what did you do? Like what are the, if we look at this, if we zoom out a little bit and we look at the corporate world and we look at all the women who are just showing up, you know, they want to make a good life for themselves. They want to feel valued. They want to, you know, like I did, it's like I wanted to create something. I wanted to not be someone, but, you know, create myself. And what I'm experiencing now is like, the goal for people that I work with, it's to come to their full expression, you know, as a human, yes, you know, in all aspects.
Yeah.
So I see all of these people who, and I thought that my expression was in that way. I mean, then my whole life just spit me out. People say like, oh, when did you decide to leave? And I'm now in retrospect, it's like, I didn't leave, I was kicked out. I was completely kicked out from my own life to do this. But when I was in the corporate, I was trying really hard, you know, I was working so hard. And this mentality that I see is that hard is better, like work hard, play hard, you know, all of this, you know, that it's just more. It's just more. It's never enough. It's just never enough. And for women, I see like you got to be successful. You got to look pretty. You got to be fit. You got to have a beautiful family. Your Instagram needs to look nice. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to have a nice social circle. You know, it's just so much. And, and you know, I just see people that I work with that they just can't keep up. It's just impossible to be perfect in all areas of life. And these stress symptoms, these burnout symptoms, and, you know, these physical symptoms and emotional symptoms and spiritual symptoms that keep showing up, it's like I thought, I'm not enough. I'm weak because I can't keep up. Mm-hmm. And it's a bit embarrassing, you know. I felt it was a bit embarrassing to be burned out or have stress, like, oh, I can't cope.
Right. Can't yeah, cope. Of course.
It's like, that's just an absolute illusion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so for me, when I'm here and now I'm going so deeply into manifestation, I can see how that is just not, not resonating, you know?
Yeah.
So what would you say are the main key points,
yes,
look out for?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So I feel like you've touched on most of them, actually, because the three that I was thinking in terms of preparing for before for our talks was definitely the number one was like the hustling, yeah, the working harder, the outperforming, mm-hmm, you know, yes, bringing that mentality to things. And I mean, and there's, and again, I feel, you know, it's important to say, and I do want this to be the caveat, because, you know, feminine leadership is something that is not something that it just has to be practiced by women. I know we are using the word feminine and, you know, as a somewhat of a gender specific trait, but it's not. The idea is like, and this is part of, I, you know, and I know you agree with me with this, Sarah, is like, you know, that when we look at ourselves, we all have like a mix of masculine and feminine traits. And the idea is to find the balance between this all, right? So this is more, this approach of leading is not just for one specific gender, you know, this is for anyone who wants to start to rebalance the feminine parts within themselves, because we all have it, you know, with the masculine, which we know as we're, you know, talking about and how we're feeling, you know, is really the, has been the dominant force and the dominant way of yeah, how the leading happens in our world. And I mean, you know, we don't have to look much further in terms of, like, you know, the atrocities that are happening right now in other parts of the world to see where, like, this imbalance and, you know, what's happening with the earth and the extraction and all these things, right? And these points, these bigger issues that are, you know, that we are still a part of, to see how we have gone way too imbalanced with this masculine side of things. So this hustling, working harder, outperforming are in essence kind of come from a masculine trait, but when it's in its imbalance, you know, so there is nothing wrong with, like, working hard for what you want. No. And you know, exactly, you know, showing up and having, you know, loving your life and desiring the things. And this is, I know, what you're going to talk about more, you know, like how to manifest the things that you want, and that there's, like, nothing wrong about that. But when you're doing it to the excess, and you're either repressing your emotions, you know, or you're not taking care of your body properly, you know, because of it, you know, that is when it becomes a problem and an issue. And so, you know, so that would definitely be, so I'm just, sorry, right now we're just going to mention what the problems are, like these, like the points, and then I guess we'll talk and address about how we can move into more of a balanced state. So the hustling, working harder for sure. The second one is this individual focus, like I need to do it alone, like what I call the superwoman syndrome, you know, where it's like exactly what you were saying, Sarah, where it's like, I have to do it. I can do it. You know, I'm everything. I can, you know, handle everything. And I have the beautiful this and the beautiful that, and, you know, and the perfect Instagram, all these things, right? And this individual focus, again, is something that is more of like a masculine, you know, trait or quality. And the idea with that too is that we can feel very alone in that. Yeah. So even if you were saying, Sarah, I was just being kind of like, and I felt like, you know, inside, like, you know, oh my gosh, there's just so much pressure, this and that. But the thing is that even as you're saying that, Sarah, I'm like, I'm resonating with you because I was feeling it too. And here I am in Canada, like on the other side of the world where you are, and I'm feeling the exact same things you are. And so it means that we're not alone. You know, there's so many of us that are feeling this way, that are thinking these things, you know, and so this is why the individual focus of thinking that we have to do it all ourselves is actually, you know, a problem, you know, like it's not helping us in the long run. And we'll talk about how to we can also rebalance that. And then the last thing was making a decision from a place that is expected of us, for what we think is realistic or rational. You know, I mean, some of these kind of go into these tropes of, like, you know, as women, sometimes we're often described as being irrational. Like, that's one of the worst, right? Like, that's one of the worst insults we can be given or something like that. You know, why are you being so irrational? This kind of thing. So it's like, that already shows how much kind of stock we take and everything having to be so, right? Everything, like, don't go out of the lines, don't color out of the lines, everything has to be very right. And so, and that means in terms of what was expected of you growing up, all that kind of thing. And so also that is, if you're feeling like you're falling into that a lot of your decisions that you're making are mostly in service of what you feel is expected of you from society, from your family, from your partner, your whatever, this is also something that is a bit of an issue.
Yeah, I mean, wow, there's so much I want to talk to here.
Yeah.
I mean, if we just look at the hustling from a manifestation point of view, hustling is coming from a state of lack. That's just like the opposite of manifestation. Manifestation is about creating a feeling of abundance and coming from a state of overflow. So when I say that, you know, like there's an expectation of being successful, beautiful, fit, having the beautiful family, having well-behaved kids, having the Instagram, having a nice home, you can have all that if it comes from a state of overflow. But if it comes from a state of feeling like lack and that I'm not good enough and I'm trying to create validation or worth, a sense of worth from all of these things because I don't feel like I have it, then you're not manifesting. Then you're pulling from energy that you don't really have, and you try to maintain an illusion that is not representing of how you feel inside. Because mm-hmm. manifestation is a feeling. So manifestation is something that happens 24/7. Manifestation is a result of who you are today. Your belief systems, your self-worth, your self-love, your imprints, your social imprints, your generational imprints, you know, what your education, you know, everything. The way that you are is represented in, so the internal is a representation in the external and vice versa. So when you go for hustling, then that's like, I don't have enough. And that's, if you keep drawing from that, you will never feel abundant, because you will never have enough, because the lack is a feeling. It's an imprint. And what was the second one you said? The superwoman. Doing it alone. So manifestation is a co-creation. That's the one of the main foundations of manifestation, is because you're always co-creating. You're co-creating with the universe. I mean, now we're getting a little bit spiritual, but that's just how it is. Mm-hmm. The absolute foundations is co-creation. So when we're alone, we're also separated. And separation is a result of trauma. Mm-hmm. When people are traumatized, they separate from, because they feel, I'm not enough. There's something wrong with me. There's a shift that happens in the body that keeps us away from other people. We are supposed to work together. We're supposed to work in tribes. We're supposed to regulate. And that comes from a nervous system perspective, mm-hmm. because we need our tribe to regulate ourselves mm-hmm. and to make us feel safe and make us feel heard and seen and loved and cherished and valued. You know, everyone plays their part. But in the Western society, we are just more and more separated from each other. It's becoming the norm. Yeah. Independent, you know. There's nothing wrong with being independent. But if we do it on the cost of others and the separation of others, and that's where the relationships comes in. You know, if we don't have real, true, meaningful relationships, they are there to support us. They are there to make us feel safe. And when we feel safe in the nervous system, we can manifest anything.
Yes.
So that's how that superwoman is. It's not healthy. It's not what the body wants. It's not what makes us feel safe. And this community, you know, it's super important. Mm-hmm. And the third one was
the expectations and what's realistic. And yeah.
I don't know. That's just absolute illusion. It's such a deep imprint from the external that makes us feel that we are not enough. So this not enoughness, I mean, I work with this with so many people, like in the bottom, like in the core, there's just this. And I've struggled with that so much over the years. That was my key thing. I was not enough. I was sitting up all night doing things, you know. I thought I was just... needed to be more.
Yeah.
So absolutely. From a manifestation point of view, none of those are going to bring you to what you really want, because the body isn't in it. The body is used as a machine to just go forward. Like, why aren't you going faster? Why aren't you skinnier? Why don't you look better? Why don't you, you know, I was like that as well. But manifestation is all about the real deep connection with the body. And I mean, we will talk about that now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what would you say are the key factors to
so much of what you said, I loved how you you went into each point like that, and I mean, you hit on a lot of the things that I would have said as well too, you know. I would just add, in terms of like with in terms of the hustling and working harder, you know, this idea of, vulnerability, right?
Yeah.
Like honoring our vulnerability. And, you know, and this is something, and which again isn't a gender specific trait, but that in some ways women, you know, are a more, I guess, attuned to, or seem to be a little more attuned to, or can kind of come a little more naturally. But I mean, it's something that we need, the whole world, we all need a little bit more of that, you know, because there's a lot of there's just so much power in that, you know. Like I mean, even when I think of the people that I admire out in the public, you know, and there are people who are you know, able to be vulnerable, and you know, those are the moments when people are like, I made a mistake, or I went through this really hard moment in my life, and you know, those are the moments that like fill my heart and my soul and heal me, just even through words, hearing people's stories. Like those are like those as transmissions to be then like, okay, like what you were saying in terms of the healing of the not feeling enough and that kind of thing, it starts to mend those wounds in a way. And this is, again, I guess almost like, and so this is another thing about the feminine, you know, kind of leadership thing, is that all these, like, I know we've kind of brought it down to these three points, but they all kind of merge with each other, and they all, right, feed into each other. And so there's also that idea too, that things don't have to be all compartmentalized. Like everything relates
to each other. It can't be, because it's holistic. I mean, we've been on a healing journey for these 8 years and set up the business. And now we've found that, you know, we've gone full circle. That's why I'm stepping into this role and this space, you know, because it's all holistic. You can't do one without the other. It's just not possible. The body is not created that way.
Yeah.
And so it's like we try to separate it, but it's just, it's all intertwined, you know. It's like, so many people are looking for this one thing that's going to fix them.
Yeah,
it's not about that. It's a combination of lifestyle and belief systems and emotional stuff and like unprocessed, and the nervous system. The nervous system is the absolute key to all of this, and it doesn't have to be woo woo or strange. There's a very simple way to break down what's actually going on in the body and why we are so disconnected. And there's so many, you know, limiting belief systems out there. And that, I mean, people are living so limited, so limited.
Yeah. And even with you just mentioning the nervous system, it's like, you know, so much of it, I also believe, is just like this, we're just in this state of contraction because we're holding on to all of these things that we're trying to produce and to be and to this and to that. Know that, you know, how can we have a relaxed nervous system? I mean, how is that possible, you know? But it's, you know, but again, it's like in these moments where we can be vulnerable, it's like even before we started this live stream, you know, like Sarah was just checking in, was like, how are you doing? I'm just like, so my son, you know, it's early here where I am, you know, so like my son, you know, has been going through some growing pains, and like it's been a bit of a tough morning, you know, but so good that I could feel that I could share that. And it's like this nice, it's like it instantly creates connection, and I feel like I'm myself, and like I feel like I'm connecting more deeply with you, Sarah, and like, and it just feels good. Like that helped relax my nervous system, right? Yeah. Instead of pretending, oh, everything's fine, everything, you know, great, like let's, you know, do this, let's get on, let's like next thing, you know. So just,
but it's like,
there, right?
Yeah, but we're not robots, and the feminine is definitely not robots. We are. You know, when you say like, oh, you're so radical, for me, that, I mean, I don't even know where to start here, but, you know, being feminine and being really in my feminine is when I'm the most creative, when I trust my body as my absolute guiding star. So 8 years ago, I decided I will never make a decision out of fear again. So that has been my guiding star. And I don't have a plan for the company. I don't have any structure. Like, I mean, I have tons of structures, but like a business plan, there's no goals. I only lead by intuition, and it has taken us to absolute miracles. I mean, what's happening now and what's transforming in our world right now is just incredible. Absolutely incredible. And it's just so much fun. But leading from my body and leading from my intuition and trusting myself, I mean, coming to that point, but that is, you know, when you are fully trusting the unknown, Mm-hmm. When so healing the nervous system, you know, yeah. All of the business coaches nowadays, they talk about the void and all of this when things are not going, you know, the right way, and you got to hold the vision and all of this that is truly, you know, where the feminine can actually shine. You know, the masculine just goes like, what? There's no structure. There's no, but the feminine is just, I don't know how to call it even. It's just, you can create things out of thin air. It's like when you trust and you fully lean in and you know that everything is going to work out and you're fully supported and this sense of receiving is coming. And when you can fully trust that, then you can make changes like this because you just know. You use your intuition and I can just sense, you know, I can see the vision clearly. I'm the captain of this ship. Everyone trusts me and I'm taking us to extraordinary times, you know. Mm-hmm. But in that void is also limitless potential.
Yes, yes.
And that's when, you know, when you're operating from that, anything can happen. And that's also when the, you know, magic starts to happen. Mm-hmm. But that's when people can call you that you're erratic.
Right. Irrational, for sure.
Irrational. And because it doesn't make sense to anyone on the outside world, but it doesn't have to. But society is making us to, you know, we all have to do the corporations the same way. We all need to run our business the same way. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that.
No. And this is the thing. It is a big leap of faith. And I mean, this one definitely, I feel like, is touching upon now that last one in terms of what we going back. I mean, part of the reason why we continue these patterns of doing what we feel is expected, continuing the patterns from our childhood, all these things is because it's safe, right? It's safe. It's it allows us to not have to face the void, as you're saying, you know, that kind of thing. Because I mean, it is the real deal. Like the void can feel like a scary place, you know, when you're not sure, because it is the unknown, because all of a sudden it's like, if you're going to change things up, it's like, my heart's always been telling me, you know, exactly. Like I want to strike out on my own. I want to start my own business. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to, you know, or this is my passion and I want to be able to just like live gainfully off of it. Why can't I, you know? But then there's going to be all these, you know, voices, all these things, all the people, you know, and not malaligned or not malintentioned, but just because of you exactly what you just said, you've already manifested this life that is following a certain course. And so if you've deciding to all of a sudden change that course, there is going to be this period of transition where there is going to be this void. But in that, as you're saying, Sarah, like that is where the gold is. You know, and yes, this is, I do feel like this is a hot topic right now, but I feel like it's a good thing that it's a hot topic because it means a lot more people are willing to look in there now, right? A lot more people are like, okay, I think I'm getting, you know, the confidence because they also see that other people have been doing it too and they've been getting good results on the other side, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, and you're right, like the feminine qualities is because it's like this is also where we grow our like our qualities of faith,
yes,
of hope, you know. And this is also like huge qualities that we need exponential more amounts of in the world in general, right?
Yeah, I mean, life is not supposed to be awful. We're not supposed to wake up every morning and feel like absolute shit and rush to something and feel like we're behind and, you know, not feel good in the body, feel tired, feel stressed out, feel like we're, you know, just running this hamster wheel. It's not supposed to be like that. And I was just feeling like there has to be something more. This it just can't be like this. Am I going to live like this forever? Is this one I'm going to be active in my work life for what, another 30 years? I'm not even counting. I'm 46. I'm 46. Maybe I work another 30 years. But anyway, like, I'm like, no, it can't be it. I'm not having it. This is not, I was like, this is not the ticket that I bought. It's like, this is not the movie that I was going to see. You know, this train is going in the wrong direction. I just have to figure out something else. And I did. And I found it. And but I've been working hard for, it's not that we can't work hard, you know, I've been working super hard on myself.
Mm-hmm. And building your community from what so this is like going back now to that point, right? Like you have this beautiful center that you've created, you know, with your partner and your husband and, you know, and then other people's, not just you two, you know, like, and so going back to this collaboration, so you can't do it alone, you know? And, and so this is where reaching out to people, whether it's like, you know, and again, I'm just, you know, saying, I'm like, you know, people that you resonate with, you know, whether it's online or, you know, what you read, what you listen to or whatever, people who have already, who are doing it, who have done it, you know, so like whoever it is that you're feeling guided to want to, you know, learn and to be, you know, for me, like it meant having to starting to like consciously start to create those connections and look for, so what it was that I was wanting and needing in me. So even in terms of the fertility piece, just to give a brief example, it was like, you know, I was very lucky and blessed that I had a lot of people who were, even throughout my whole years of process, were still, you know, like cheering me on and being like, you keep, but most people, again, if they haven't been able to surmount a certain obstacle or challenge, again, it's not because they don't want that for you, but they just can't do that for you. You know what I mean? They can't help you and support you in the way that you need it. So it meant that then I needed to align myself and connect with mentors and with, you know, coaches. And, you know, I have a spiritual mentor now that I've been working with for over 10 years, where it's like, they are living that life and they're seeing the things and doing the things that I wanted for myself, you know? And for me, that was a critical, you know, embracing that I don't have to do it alone. I can have help. You know, it was me and my partner and I, we both at one point felt very alone. Like we just felt it was just us. And like, you know, I don't know exactly. We had failed as potential parents in the family that we wanted to build. And, you know, and in the end, like when I think of like when my son, you know, came to us and whatnot, you know, even in the fertility clinic, like everything was just so perfectly aligned. Like the doctors, like the nurses, like everyone were like, almost like I felt like they were praying for us. Like we literally had this like beautiful team around us. And I just knew that every single person there was helping us with our goal, you know? Yeah. And honestly, it was, that's how it happened. Like you're exactly right how you were saying earlier on that it's that magic of the tribe. It's the magic of the community that also makes things happen. Like so it's like, yes, we, you know, we had our child, but it was because of the community and the collaboration that happened around.
But it's a group consciousness that is directing the same, that we're manifesting the same thing, you know. That's why speaking your manifestation is super important, because it creates more people to see your vision, you know. Exactly. It's you have to know where you're going if you're manifesting something. If you don't know where you're going to go, how are you ever going to get there, you know? It's like, it's super important. And when you involve other people, it becomes stronger. So that's why the community, and that's just, you know, I see a lot of people also doing a lot of changes, you know, the coming back to your body, the physical, like the body connection in feminine leadership. I would say that was the, when I learned about connecting to the body and trusting my body and listening to the body, and that the intuition and the body connection, that for me, that is feminine. That is the feminine leadership. Mm-hmm. To not come from the mind and come from a structure and come from a preconceived idea or a belief system, but actually coming from the body, speaking and being authentic is a huge part of it. Mm-hmm. Speaking your truth, like living your truth, and that is that. And I was not living my truth. I thought I was living my truth, but I did not. And that's why it's like I can't have anything scripted, because then I'm not authentic. And that's why I connect with you first to see that you are okay and see what you need, because we have to be authentic. That's why I call my podcast Raw Talks, because we have to be authentic. We have to be who we are, because there is no other way. And the more you start to come back to the self, and navigate the world from your, the way that you see it, because it doesn't matter if you see the world different from anyone else. We're not supposed to have a unified, you know, just if everyone was the same, I mean, we're not supposed to be the same. Mm-hmm. We're different.
Exactly.
We're not robots. You know, we can't show up the same time, the same thing, and just do. It's not what we are designed to be. You know, mm-hmm. The feminine is supposed to flow with things.
Mm-hmm. And
Go.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, and the feminine, you know, because I feel like this is coming through really strong right now, this, you know, and the feminine, you know, is, again, is, and this was so beautiful, the feminine is full of faith and hope, you know, in terms of a better future for all of us, like on an individual and in the future, because I was thinking again about how you were sharing in terms of like, you know, I did, when you got to that point, you were like, I did not sign up for this, like, you know, in terms of like, is this going to be my life, you know, and whether, and it doesn't matter whether you live in, you believe in one life or many lives or whatever, it's like, even in this one life, like, is this really what it is that you want, you know, kind of thing? It's like, and for me too, like I know, I mean, I'm super guided by Mother Earth, and this is like in terms of like my belief system and whatnot. Everyone has something different. But, you know, I definitely a changing or a turning point for me was, you know, I traveled a lot when I was younger. And one of the beautiful places I got to visit was the Amazon, you know. Mm-hmm. And, just having a chance to be with, like, the Amazon is such an incredible place. But, like, you know, one of the biggest deep, like, teachings I feel like I received there was just this heaven on earth, you know, this whole idea. And I know we've talked about this before too, Sarah, the heaven on earth idea and how we can start to create that here and in our lives, our individual personal lives, right? It's like, it's not just this esoteric kind of, you know, like, you know, really, like, this is really, we need to start taking these concepts and start to believe that it's possible that we can start living it out here in this world. Because if we don't even think it's a possibility, then that's when we're going to start.
It's never going to happen.
Exactly. This is when we're going to start, you know, really having some serious issues. And we're already have serious issues, like, on a bigger level, right? Like, I don't know. Yeah. So, you know, we have to, and this was what, like, I felt that teaching was just, like, so, and it is coming through right now, too, just this idea of, like, you know, waking up one morning and just seeing, like, the whole, you know, jungle just kind of come alive, and just, like, you know, the sun, like, it was before, like, I'd stayed up all night, and, like, you know, the sun coming out, and it was just this feeling where it was just complete perfection, and it was, like, we are already living in heaven. Like, everything that we could possibly need is just, it's here, you know, like, and how effortless the earth creates these things for us. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. Without the hard doing, without the hustling, without the individual focus, everything is in complete synchronicity. And there's, like, you know, a symbiotic relationship that happens within the ecosystems that are there. And like you said, brings together all the diversity, right? Like, nothing, like, we see, like, the craziest creatures that can exist under the water, under the deepest depths of the water, and, like, you know, and in the air and everything. And that's how the earth made itself, you know? How would we be any different from that?
No, but we're not. That's the thing. So it's the disconnect. The whole thing is the disconnect. It's the disconnection from who we are for who you can become. And all of this you can change. That's why I'm here. So I'm setting extraordinary high visions for myself. When I'm like, okay, what am I going to manifest? So I'm here to help the world move into the golden ages. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm also here to make these things that are. So when I left 8 years ago, I went to the jungle and I spent 1 year just focusing on myself, and I was, you know, going into holistic treatments and esoteric treatments and energetical work, and it's like all the things, you know. I was living in the jungle for a year just working on myself, and people, when Jacinba joined, there were some pictures of us on social media that this lady tagged us in, when we were sitting in like all white and there was just flowers and everyone was holding their hands. And Simba was like, oh my God. And he was like, bye bye old life. And then people started messaging us, asking, did you join a cult? No, we're just exploring, you know, holistic, somatic and spiritual aspects of life. You know, we're just exploring all of these things and the things that we have learned that has been absolutely revolutionary and life-changing for us, we have become teachers in. But I'm here to bridge, you know, the world that some people might think like, oh, that's just so woo-woo, or it's a bit weird, or no, I'm not like that. Or because I was so deep into the social construct, and now I've gone full circle, and I can navigate both. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to put this together, because it's so much nervous system, somatic work, energetic work, and shadow work. Mm-hmm. That's how you can just shift your whole existence into any shape or form that you want. Because everything that you have in the external is a reflection of the internal. Mm-hmm. So I'm here to be that bridge, mm-hmm. and to show people. And nowadays, when I go to Europe, which I don't do very often, I realize like now 8 years later, everyone's having a gong bath. Everyone's, you know, doing the chanting. Everything that we do, and everyone knows about the nervous system. So it's like now this is not strange at all. So now there's, you know, yoga and meditation, and I mean all the holistic practices and the TRE that we are doing. It's like it's all coming. It's all coming, and we didn't invent these modalities and these techniques. These are thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. They come from the Vedic scripts, from the secret Tibetan, you know, way of living. You know, there's this ancient wisdom, traditional Chinese medicine. All of this is coming. You know, I went to Sweden a couple of years ago, and I went to yoga, and they were like, "Wow, they're teaching the way that we do." So the bridge is happening. It's not revolutionary anymore. It's a modern way of living, and things are changing. People are, you know, realizing that I don't want to live like this anymore. I want to do something else. You know, I live in Thailand. I see so many families that, you know, create a different structure in their life so they can be more free. So, you know, the way that you mentioned in the beginning, like why you wanted to be an entrepreneur, because you don't want anyone to put a limit on how much money you can make. Mm-hmm. It's up to you. Mm-hmm. There's a whole world out there, and you can do anything, and you can earn as much money as you want. You can have as good a relationship as you want. You know, all of that is manageable. Mm-hmm. It's all available. And people are really waking up to take that power back and say, I want to do something for my life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's possible.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, definitely. I mean, in terms of everything you just said, like, I feel, you know, and this is what excites me, and what also excited me about this collaboration and us doing it on LinkedIn is because, you know, LinkedIn in itself, right, is known to be, you know, the platform. And even for myself, like, as I started to transition into this new work, you know, in terms of the social media marketing piece, like I was focusing a lot more on the Instagram and the Facebook, all that kind of thing, you know, and not so much because, you know, I always just think of LinkedIn as like the business world, like, you know, again, quote unquote, my own ideas about things. But then as things have been shifting and as I've been transitioning, and, you know, and even within my own transition as like a coach, and, you know, at first I kind of started off more as a healer, and I'm all those things, right? Like I'm an intuitive healer. And now I'm coaching and whatnot. I, you know, I noticed the quality of client, you know, in terms of like before it was like kind of like this hidden thing. Like I would still get these women who were quite successful and, you know, were leading these amazing lives, but it was more like this hidden thing. They would come for me like for an oracle divination or for like, you know, energetic work or whatever. But it was kind of like, but now it, like you said, it is, it's becoming so much more accepted. Thank goodness, or, you know, you know, so that like a lot more women, it's just like, I actually, you know, lawyers, everywhere, like, you know, we're just like, actually, I want to change my job up like completely. Like, and I want to do something kind of like what you're doing, like, is, you know, cause I see it. And this is the thing, it's in steps, right? You know, and this is where like, yeah, you know, in terms of like, you've been focusing on the manifestation piece a little more than I have, you know, can go as quickly or as long as you want. Like, you know, for me, it was like, it started off, the fertility was like the biggest manifestation. And for me, it was kind of like, wow, like, you know, like this golden star that happened in my life. But then after that, that's kind of where I was like, wait a minute, if I was able to manifest this, what else can I, you know? So it was just like, no, I did not want to be in the middle of the city with no connection to nature. Beautiful city, everything, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, I love Toronto in so many ways, but it was like, no, I was craving nature. I wanted to, you know, live somewhere that was closer to nature. I wanted to live closer to my family, all that kind of thing. So it was like, that was the next manifestation. You know what I mean? So there was like this, and then the same thing, it was just like, I'm wanting to now work for myself. Like, how do I, so that's the you know, so it's like, it continues, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, and so it's exciting being, again, now on LinkedIn and now bringing this, because if anything, as you were saying, you know, and maybe this is the part now, like, you know, in terms of looking at the time, in terms of some of the ways that we can offer some tips and some guidance in terms of how, some concrete steps to how to move forward, is that, you know, for me, is bringing some of that knowledge, like you were saying, that comes more from the feminine, from that intuition, embodied within the body, you know, and applying that, you know, to your everyday. And if you are already, you know, in an entrepreneur or you know, or have your own business, how you can even weave these things within your business. So for example, one of the things that I know I have started weaving, and this happened in like the last year and a half, is I've been weaving in the seasons and the lunar cycle, you know, in terms of how I also schedule and, you know, do my basically my quarterly, you know, around what are the energies, like working again in peace, in, you know, with the earth, you know, in terms of like, okay, in terms of where I live physically, these are the seasons. I know there's certain energies and things that come along with these seasons. I know in terms of like the month, which is like, and this is the one that I've been doing more recently because that's more of a 28-day cycle, right? You know, and there's certain energies that follow with the moon. How can I, and the more that I've been infusing that in terms of my actual, how I'm running my business, like things have just been even taking off even more, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, there's so much that you can do, you know, there's just so many levels that you can transform and upgrade. It's more about like, what do you want to do? What is that calling? Because you have that calling. There's something that in there, there's knocking saying, what's going on here? Aren't we, it's like, there's something that is calling you to do something. And then that is the voice to follow, because you have that intuition. If you're watching right now, I know that you have that knowledge inside the body. You know that there is something that you're, but otherwise you wouldn't be here, you know, you wouldn't look for these things. Mm-hmm. So this is my invitation to really understand, and that has always been the key thing that I want people to understand, that they can make a difference. They can change. If you want to, you can. And that's the main thing. And I would say, if you're going to do something, then it's coming back to the body. Come back to the body. That is that. If that's the only thing that you take with you for today, it's to come back to the body and to ground the nervous system. Nervous system regulation is the absolute key to, I would bring it as far to say that if you manage to regulate your nervous system, your whole life will absolutely completely change. And, you know, the nervous system discussion isn't really woo-woo, because science is just everyone is fully agreed on what the nervous system is doing to the body. And that's, I don't think there's anything trendier than the nervous system. Maybe the fascia or the vagus nerve might be trendier in that realm. But it's all connected, you know, so there's not one without the other. And so that is my recommendation, to really come back to the body and start listening, to really go inside and follow. And what we do here at Living with the Spirit is that foundational body work, that coming back to the body, coming back to the safety. And what we focus on is regulating the nervous system, doing all the somatic work to release the unprocessed emotions, events from the past. And then the energetic works is like releasing the generational imprints, the societal imprints, you know, all these beliefs that you are something that you're not, and that it's possible to. So it's like we're just shedding layer after layer. And then we also do the shadow work, you know, the stuff that you don't want to look at. Maybe the little bit more difficult things. So that's what we are doing at Living with the Spirit. And we have our retreat center, but we also have a bunch of different online ways of working, because not everyone can go to Thailand for a month and do our in-depth retreat. But this year is actually the last year we're going to do the retreats here.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. We're closing down the shop.
Okay.
Yes. We're being super, yeah. There's so many absolutely magnificent things that are happening. But since I've gone full circle, the business is now, you know, it went from toddler to teenager. So, you know, I don't have to be there all the time. So now I'm moving more into manifestation and working a lot with high level people who are really already experts in their field, and they have a very strong drive of what they want to do, or they're looking for, they want to use this drive to make something healthier for themselves, or to, you know, direct it in a way that will take them to a life that they really, really cherish, that, you know, living their best life. Mm-hmm. And there's different ways that I work right now. I have different masterminds, I have private coaching, I'm actually working together with my superstar brother that has been my teacher for all these years, with different breakthrough sessions, and we're having extraordinary results. We're trying out this, I mean, it's just incredible what he can do, and what we can do together is just absolutely life-changing in such a short amount of time. And we're actually launching, for one person, we're launching a 3-month container, me and my brother together, to go super deep over 3 months with private sessions with both of us every month, like a couple of, and then you get access to all the somatic and the nervous system regulation sessions that we're offering in Living with the Spirit. So this is a custom-made container that, it's a one of a kind. It's a one of a kind. This is for people who really want to make a 180. Then they have, superstar support in this one. So I haven't even launched it. This is the first time I talk about it, but there's only one spot. Okay. So if that's interesting, yeah, just DM me and you will see more information coming out on other platforms. But yeah, you can find me on any social media, and livingwiththespirit.com is the center's website. So where can they find you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. All the things you were just saying, I'm just like, they sound so juicy and so good. Oh my God, I love it. So for me, yes, you can find me either through my website, so monica-rosas.com, or Instagram. So you can always DM me and find my link tree there. So it's at monica-rosas23. So yeah, right now in terms of, you know, have been stepping in more too. So I work because I love and I want to support. And you're right, I am very soft and feminine. I mean, that part of me is just, yes, I just feel called. And through Mother Earth as well, feel called to serve the other women, femmes out there who, you know, can resonate with a little bit of the stories that I share, you know, either looking to build family, looking to do, you know, a career transition, looking to, like, basically, yeah, lived a more like aligned life, you know, bringing those different parts of themselves, you know, and together and living kind of fearlessly, you know, out to the world as who they are, and who also, you know, interested in that spiritual aspect as well, you know, and wanting to maybe connect it to their own ancestry, whatever makes and resonates and makes the most sense for them, to be. I want to be that support person for them. I want to be that support coach. So right now, I'm going to be launching actually next week my I have either a 3 month or a 6 month coaching container that I do, which is just one-to-one, and it's called Nova. And the reason why is because this idea of, you know, I always feel it ever since I was a child, like this idea, the relationship with the stars and everything, and knowing that we are stars, you know, in every shape or form, you know, and so this idea of like bringing this new kind of, you know, manifestation into our lives. How can we renew ourselves and also connect to our heritage, you know, in our past and our spirit, with the star, the DNA, like all the parts of ourselves together in practical, grounded ways, you know, how do we see that in our lives and changing things in our lives? So anyway, I only actually have space for, I think maybe two people. I'm trying to see if I can get three, but, yeah, I'm actually busy with other things right now. As you know, I'm also, you know, wanting to live like this authentic life, you know, to be there for my son, my growing son. That's very important for me in terms of to have that time, you know, and my family, you know, my I live very close to my parents and who are elderly. Like, so this is it, is to be able to create the life that you want, you know?
Yeah.
So if you're interested, as I mentioned, those places that you can find me. And yeah, just online as well too. And these, hopefully some future collaborations, maybe we'll do a part two at some point or something.
Yeah. I was just about to say that if you have any, I mean, we've been just throwing things at you today, you know, so some people who are listening might say like, oh, this was nothing new under the sun. And some people will say like, okay, well, what do you mean by this? Why didn't you deep dive into this thing? You know? So if you have any follow-up questions, if you want us to do a follow-up and deep dive into specific things that you feel like, okay, I want to know more about these things. I mean, how can we actually create more spaciousness? How can we create more time? What do you mean by that? Or whatever, you know, because it's about living the life that we are supposed to live, where we actually have time to enjoy. Life is not supposed to be something that we just, you know, go through that happens to us. It's supposed to be something that we choose and that we can live and enjoy and have fun with and play with and create with. And when, I mean, if someone would have told me 10 years ago that in 10 or in 10 years, you're going to sit in Thailand and you're going to be happily married, you're going to have a fantastic community, you're going to run a successful business, and you're going to do it in your way, and not live by any other structure. I mean, I follow a lot of structures, but it's like I choose what I want to do.
Yes, you create the structure. Yeah.
I created that. And there's a lot of masculine structures to be used. I mean, I use tons of them because if I have them, I can fall back and enjoy. And, you know, if someone would look at me how I look today with like feathers and makeup, and I mean, I don't wear a lot of makeup in my regular days, but when I show up like this, I want to because it's fun. Because I don't come from a state when I'm not enough. That's where I mean, I even shaved my whole head off or hair off when I came here. I let go of everything to just find out if I really liked myself or not.
Right.
Yeah. And then when I realized, oh, I didn't, So then I had to find my way back to myself. And now when I've done that, then I can play with it. And it's just for fun. It's just a tool, you know? It's not real. I am who I am. And it doesn't matter if I have hair and makeup or whatever, you know, and I'm loved and appreciated by my community because who I am. And I can speak my truth. I can be heard and seen in that. And that's what I wanted, to have this fulfilling feeling inside and have real, genuine relationships. So that's why I work with a lot of different people now who's looking for the same thing. And it could be, I work with entrepreneurs, I work with people in the corporate, I work with high-level female police officers, you know, in high positions, and I coach them in leadership, and it's working. I mean, they have extraordinary results, and it's just people are changing their lives and creating more meaningful, you know, time to be. It's supposed to be a good time to be alive, but a lot of people are struggling. So, but now it's time to change that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and this is where it starts, right? Is like finding the people who you resonate with and continuing this collaboration and, yes, and community. So, like, beyond, I know you and I will still stay in touch, Sarah, but like. Yep. If you're here and there's things that are resonating, this is where it starts. Let's continue to build this community. There should be more of these, you know, lives going on LinkedIn, right? Yeah. Like, this is, you know, this is happening. Actually, just quick thing. I don't know if I mentioned it to you, Sarah, but, you know, yeah, just even like within the last month, Forbes, you know, in their online magazine or whatever, they had an article on feminine leadership. So, I mean, this isn't some, like, this is... People are understanding that this is something that, you know, we need, and that there's curiosity, there's, yeah, merit in it, and now we just need to step into it.
I mean, I love that you said that this is not only for women, it's for men too, because I have a friend from back in the days that is one of the most masculine people I've ever met in my whole life. And he's starting his own business, so it's working parallel. You know, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. And we were messaging, and he said, like, yeah, it's the workload. That's what I'm, you know, a bit like. And that's just a sign. Like, is this the way supposed life would be? I would rather be with my kids, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said, I just felt it was too much, so I just took the whole day off, and I went for a long walk. And I was like, that's balanced leadership right there.
Yeah.
And like, if you don't take care of yourself, there's no abundance to draw from. Mm-hmm. You have to give from a overpouring cup. Mm-hmm. And if your cup is not overpouring, there's not enough to give to other people. Mm-hmm. And we are so into the people pleasing. We're so into just, you got to fill your own cup. You got to fill your own cup.
Yeah.
So give us comments, send us messages, say, I like this part so much. Wow, that part I didn't like. I don't take things personal anymore. Just give me the raw feedback. I love to hear what you think. I love to hear what you say. Stay tuned for more. If there's follow-up questions, me and Monica will show up. I will show up. Now I'm going to Sweden tomorrow to host a retreat for 25 people in the forest of Sweden. Yeah, but in 2 weeks I'll be back, and then I will be showing up with more lives, with more interesting people that has done extraordinary things and are, you know, living life a bit differently maybe than everyone else. So I'm here to teach you all about manifestation. All right. Feels like I don't want to let you go, but I know you have to.
Yes. Oh, this is so good. Thank you so much for organizing this. And yeah, I love it. Thank you.
All right. Bye, everyone. And see you. Live your best life. And sending you lots of love.
Okay. Ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And please send us a DM for any questions, inquiries, or consultations. Please follow us on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. And please visit our website, livingwiththespirit.com, to read more about us and what we do. And remember, freedom and purpose is your birthright. Lots of love.